Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, I'll read verses 15 through 21. The Bible says, "One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin. And in any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witnesses be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eyes shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." The Israelites had been in the wilderness, and 3.5 to 5 million of them are moving through this vast wilderness. God is establishing and I'm going to use the word government here, and it's appropriate because he wants his people to get along with one another. This is not only the government for the wilderness, but he's establishing the government for the promised land. Remember, God wants to be their leader. They're not to have a king. They're not to have a judge. God wanted to be their ruler. It was to be a true theocracy. Now, he wants them to be able to get along with one another. Man has to have government because man sinned. Government is in place for man to protect himself from his fellow man. Now, God was very specific in what he wanted, and he wanted justice established and carried out. Why? Because God is a just God. Justice means that the scale is balanced. There are many factors of justice that equal out to justice, but justice is a recipe. If you leave out any agreement or ingredient in the exact amount, it's going to end up badly. We need to follow God's justice and God's recipe for justice exactly the way he says. Let's look at this recipe of justice very quickly. Number one, someone feels they're wronged. Deuteronomy 19:15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity. And there's somebody that says, look, I know wrong that was done. Just because someone thinks wrong was done does not mean that wrong has been done. Just because there is an accusation, that does not make someone guilty. The United States press needs to get this through their head. It amazes me how somebody can be accused of something, but immediately it was in the media's eyes, they're guilty. They need to go back to John chapter 8, verses 3 through 11. There was a woman, the Bible says, and 10 men brought them to Jesus and said, "We've caught this woman in the very act of adultery." It is amazing to me how many preachers and how many Christians think that woman was guilty of adultery. I want you to notice Jesus said, let him with no sin cast the first stone, and all 10 of those men left. And Jesus looked at her and said, woman, where are these thine accusers? Hebrew law required the man to be brought to. See, I'm not sure she was guilty of it, at least at that moment. And if so, there was not enough proof to convict her. So someone feels they are wronged. Number two, witnesses, at least two, need to come forward before there can be even an investigation. Just one person's accusation is not enough to investigate. Two witnesses does not mean guilt. It just means that the matter should be established or investigated. A video clip does not prove guilt. It is a witness. The presence of witnesses only allows the inquiry or the investigation. It does not convict. Two witnesses unlocks the door for us to investigate the situation. Number three, justice requires all of the facts from both sides. The United States media, Facebook, Twitter, all social media are not required to give truth. They're allowed to give their own opinion. Seeing a portion of a video is not all the facts. Isn't it amazing? We think because they showed it on the news, we saw the whole thing, and they're only showing you what they want you to see. The scale of justice requires hearing credible, verified, substantiated facts from both sides to see where justice will lead. Again, no opinion should be thought of without all the facts. I don't have the facts to convict or not convict somebody by a news story. Therefore, I don't form an opinion. Number four, hearing all the facts and an impartial judge makes the decision. Deuteronomy 19:17. A judge and or a jury listen to all the facts. They decide guilt or innocence based on all the facts presented. After all the facts and the testimony and the evidence is presented from both sides, then and only then do you get a verdict. Now, a just verdict may go against your opinion, but all that evidence has to be heard. This garbage that's taken place in recent years in America, no justice, no peace. Isn't it amazing? They start burning buildings down, rioting, destroying people's properties, destroying businesses, and we haven't even gone to trial yet. It amazes me they want justice, but they are become unjust in how they do it. Number five, appropriate punishment is given based on the facts. Deuteronomy 19:21. Did you know that the symbol of justice is a blindfolded person because it's to be for everybody the same? We're to go by the rule, and it doesn't matter what the last name is of the person who has broken the rule. Number six, and lastly, let's accept the justice and move forward. Those who don't know all the facts need to accept the justice of what the jury and the judge came forth with. The media is unjust, getting everyone guilty who is innocent, and vice versa. An arrest does not make one guilty. It's just worthy of the investigation. No justice, no peace is anarchy because the facts are not known. This, my friend, will give you the recipe for justice. Let's get all the facts. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the pastor's heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.